Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers. It's Rockwell Peterson.
And it's the cool homie.
Joining us in the studio today, we got...
Jarek.
Thanks for coming on, Jarek. Now, let's kind of catch everyone up on what's been going on while we've been away. Because obviously, this is season two now and season one for the YouTube channel for you guys that are joining us through there. I've been boxing a lot. I've been going to college. Things have been really, really weird with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, yeah. It definitely has.
Yeah.
I've been working in school, basically. That's
feel that.
Main factor is just getting money up, pay for your school.
Oh, yeah. I've been working a lot. How about you, Jarek? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been doing a lot of running and a lot of studying, going to college and running cross-country up at USD.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. How have things been, like, lockdown-wise over at USD?
You know, classes-wise, it's been kind of rough because it's all been online, and I just find it a lot harder to learn online compared to in-person.
Yeah, that's fair. It really is. I don't know what it is about it. It's just, like, something about being there in person makes it... It makes more sense to me.
Yeah, it draws your attention more. Like, there's no distractions. Because if you're in your room, you could literally walk up, go do something in your room. And you have all the things that you have in your room distracting you. So
it makes it feel, at least to me, as if there's just better things that I could be doing with my time.
Yeah.
Which was already an issue while I wasn't, like, while I was in class, much less sitting at home trying to get all this done.
The one thing I can say is nice about it is if you miss something in the lecture, you can go back that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
That
is true.
I don't know. I found a lot of it is like digital reading. And personally, I like paperback. You know, I like being able to feel the pages. And I don't read much from the textbook anyway. But
I don't either.
True. Nice little life hack, though, is if you do find and replace, so, like, you download it as a PDF document, and then you do find and replace, you can find the keywords that you're looking for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice. So, yeah. Jarek, first year of college, going into the COVID season, how was that?
You know, it was definitely not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Expecting a lot more social, a lot more class, and with that out of the way... You know, it wasn't terrible like I thought it was going to be going in with this whole lockdown situation. I still got to meet new people,
have
sort of a mini version of the college experience, get out, meet new people, and enjoy my time at college without, what am I looking for, without breaking too many COVID rules.
Restrictions, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I feel really bad for... Like, all the kids that graduated at the start of the pandemic went to college in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Because, like, at least Isaac and I, we got...
A year.
Sort of. We got, like, 75% of a year.
Yeah.
Because, like, it started at the end of, like... It was, like, spring break, wasn't it?
Yeah, spring break is when we had to stay home.
I remember I got locked down when I was in Arizona with my family. Because we were visiting my grandparents as, like, they started locking all these states down.
Yep.
So, being trapped in a house the entire time while you're on vacation is not exactly ideal.
That would suck.
Fun vacation, not ideal, though.
That's fair. Yeah, for me, like, my first year of college, I got, like, what you would expect out of college. Like, social, like, events, all that.
Oh, yeah.
Restrictions. And then this year was just horrible. I sat in my room.
Yeah.
Studied.
Yeah.
Did school. That's basically it.
I think I've beaten every game in my Steam library.
Oof. It's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games. It's a lot of games. Oh.
Yeah. Now, definitely not as social as it was the last year, which is horrible. I love being social. I love going to college events.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But this year is just, it sucked.
Drags. It drags.
Yeah.
It is so slow.
Yeah.
No, I think online games definitely helped with getting to know people on campus without having to, like, get in a big group of people. And
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good. A lot of people say video games are bad and unhealthy, but they teach you a lot.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. Well, I think it's interesting because I've heard a lot of people say that video games aren't an art form. You know, because we've already made them sports through esports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we've already made them competitive competitions that are recognized as sports within our culture. But now we're starting to recognize them as art, which I think is really interesting, especially as virtual reality begins to take off. There's definitely an art form to creating a good looking video game. Like the hours of designing and animating, and just look at Death Stranding. That's basically just a movie. You just walk. But it's an art piece, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like imagine one of us trying to make a video game.
Oh, jeez.
Having that good of graphics or art style.
Yeah. Like, I'm horrible at it. It's not happening.
You'd have to figure out how to make all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then have the creativity to build up a story and all this. And,
mm-hmm. and then you need them to actually do what they're supposed to do. Like, that's the strangest thing to me is when you think about it, like, when you're playing the game, it seems intuitive. It's like, oh, yeah, no, obviously it does this. Mm-hmm. But you need to think someone sat down and went, is someone going to try and do this?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going to try and do this. Let's put in some functions so that the entire game doesn't crash or that it actually works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, people do some weird things with video games.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the modding community is really interesting. Like, people that create video game mods, because, like, those are just people that, like, somehow get into the coding and just redesign everything. Like,
it's basically just like adding on to the game is what they're doing.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like, well, some of them are, yeah, but some of them are like they replaced the dragons in Skyrim with Thomas the Train. Like,
I was seeing some, those Skyrim ones are crazy.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the community loves it and they've had so much time with it. Same with GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mods for GTA.
I think the top three modded games are Skyrim, GTA, and Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I feel like Minecraft would be really easy to mod. Because it's kind of a simplistic
that
game.
Is. But have you ever looked at, like, the coding for it?
Oh, no.
I haven't. So
no.
And some of the mods make it look like a completely different game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, some of the texture mods make it, like, rounded, make it look realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's a lot of code going into that.
Some of those are kind of unsettling though. Like some of the like realistic mods for Minecraft, when you're so used to cubes, and then just like a normal dude turns around and looks at you, you're like, I need to go home right now. I need an adult.
Yeah, but no, I think a lot of people are looking at the video game community and just video games in general, and actually, they're like, oh yeah, it's not that bad. It's
not as bad
as we thought it was.
I mean, it's a massive market.
Mm.
It is huge. Especially if you count phone games.
Oh yeah.
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 I don't know what it is, but phone games are apparently just massive with middle-aged women. Like, that's the biggest demographic.
Really?
For, like, phone games, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They just, like, how many of your moms, for you listeners out there and for us, play Candy Crush on their phone? I know my mom has it. She may not play it, but I know she has it.
Not mine. My parents do not.
But the thing with phone games is they don't log your hours in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They just log if someone has it.
Yep.
And so it's like, you think of all the games that come pre-downloaded.
Oh, true.
And that's what I'm talking about.
There are some phones that have pre-downloaded games.
So. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's really, it's always been a weird feature to me. You know what I mean? It's like, why?
Yeah, like, I know if you buy a new Windows, you have Candy Crush pre-downloaded.
Yeah.
Like I did. I'm like, I don't want this. I'm not going to play this.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if you think about it, it slows down your phone or your computer. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have it and you never use it. Because it's taking up storage. It's taking up memory.
It's updating.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some weird phones, because it's like parents will download a bunch of phone games for their kids. And I work in the service industry, so it's like I'll walk by and they've just got pages of like apps, and they don't think to undownload them, and then they complain about storage space. I'm like,
do you know how storage works?
Maybe delete just like a whole page.
Yeah.
Or just all of it.
Yeah. Or just everything you don't play.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Favorite phone game.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, jeez. Probably Minecraft. Gotta go simple.
Minecraft on phone? Okay.
Favorite, on phone, it's horrible.
Phone game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you have Minecraft, because you can play with, like, people on, like, Xbox or PC as well now.
But, like, how does... I suppose so, but, like... I feel like you're at a huge disadvantage playing on a phone.
Well, you're definitely at a disadvantage. Like, compared to, like... other video games, I definitely take PC Minecraft over phone Minecraft.
Oh, absolutely.
But compared to the other games and apps that you have on phones, that's just by far the best, I think.
No, that's fair. Oh, favorite phone game. I really like Auto Chess. And I know it's made by a Chinese company. It's bad, but it's a legitimately fun game. I'd highly recommend checking it out. It's just called Auto Chess LTD.
It is. You had me play that a little bit.
Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah. It's a good time. It's not actually chess.
No.
No, not at all. No. But it's fun.
Way more complicated.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For me, when I think phone games, because I don't usually play phone games anymore.
Yeah.
Because I have consoles. I go back to, like, when I was younger, like, with my first handheld device, which was an iPod 4. And I would play Angry Birds. And what is that? The sewer game with a alligator? Where's My Water?
Yep.
Those two were the best.
I played both of those on the Kindle.
Ooh.
Kindle. Not a phone, the Kindle.
Oh, what was it? Bloons Tower Defense Battles.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that one.
That's such a good one. It makes me so sad that they shut down Flash Player. Yeah. Like, it's not gone. They're just not receiving updates anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it was some bad marketing on their part because they made it sound like they were just deleting it.
Mm-hmm.
But it still just makes me sad to, like... It makes me realize that I'm getting older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just the realization of, man, I grew up on those games. Like... Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Also, classic Temple Run.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Classic.
Absolutely.
I have not played that one in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Remember when Clash of Clans was big?
Yeah, I never got into it.
No. Partly because everyone else had been into it for like 3 years by the time I decided to download it. I was just so far behind that I'm like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, that is fair. That's fair.
No, I played Clash of Clans.
I remember you playing it a lot, dude.
Yeah, it got pretty good, but then upgrades took too long and it kind of bore me out. That's the only thing I didn't like.
Kind of went from like an in-depth game to idle. Yeah, pay to win for sure. I don't know, it really bugs me that a lot of games are switching over into pay to win. And I think part of it is people aren't good at video games.
That's the thing. They're giving it a market.
You know what I mean? Like, the more complex you make a video game and make it skill-based, the harder it is for people to actually be good at it. Like, look at For Honor. I haven't played that game in 3 years. I downloaded it on my PC. It took me 5 minutes to find a game. And when I hopped in, I killed 9 people. I died once. And that's like a true skill-based game. I mean, there's still some pay to win if you like buy the new characters. But if you are actually good at the game and you understand your character in depth, then it makes it just a lot easier to just win against whatever you come up against if you figure out the timings.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that game died so fast. Or Friday the 13th. I love that
game. Played that one.
You haven't? Neither of you have ever... Oh, it's so good. It's such a good game. Because my favorite part is to play as Jason. Because you get all these crazy powers and you need to, like...
Are you against four guys?
You're up against like 12.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But like, the worst they can do is like shoot you or hit you with a baseball bat, which like seems weird to say, but it doesn't kill you. Mm. So all of them are trying to escape and you're just hunting them down, and it's a lot of fun.
It's kind of like Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, it's like Dead by Daylight. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I also enjoy Dead by Daylight a lot. It's just, it takes so long to find a game now.
Really?
Yeah, because I always play as killer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I can't find a game.
Yeah, I see a lot of people streaming it still. It surprises me. I figured that game would probably die out pretty quick. It did for a while. Now it's kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Well, they released a couple of new updates that were really relevant to pop culture, and so that really brought it back. I think it was, what's that one show? With like 11, the like bald girl.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, they did a Stranger Things update. Mm-hmm. So that brought a lot of people into it. Mm. Yeah.
I think it's time for an ad break.
Absolutely. We will be back in... Welcome back, guys.
Yeah.
So, over the lockdown, I gotta say, I know that you and I got pretty into unboxing Pokemon cards, which is why the last video that we did was on that, because, mm-hmm. I don't know, it was a lot of fun. It was a good way to pass the time. Is there anything you got into over lockdown?
You know, Pokemon cards was my thing back in the day.
I haven't been into it lately.
Yeah. I still have quite the collection at home from my childhood, for sure, but lately I have not been collecting any cards.
That's fair. I can't find any of the ones that I used to have as a kid. Like, they're all just gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah, all of them. Just gone.
We had a huge tote of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I only found, like, 5% of that tote.
Yeah, like, that's a weird thing. I found 2 cards out of, like, 300.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. It's
disappearing. Well, I mean, our parents probably threw them away, but, like, yeah, these aren't worth anything. And then we're like, no!
No! Yeah, the craziest thing is how much some of those can sell for.
Yeah. It's insane.
Just a little card worth so much money.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's like gambling. It really is. Mm-hmm. Like, you sit there and you open pack after pack after pack, and then you get money from it, and you're like, this activates my dopamine center.
Let's do it more.
Oh, we're doing it again.
You know, that makes me wonder, what do the people who spend, like, thousands of dollars on one card do with it?
They're collectors, man. I don't know. Some of them play in tournaments, because some of the cards that go for high values are legitimately just, like, amazing cards. And other ones are just bragging rights. Mm-hmm. Say that you did it. I mean, it's like, why do people purchase art? Half the time, it just hangs there. Mm-hmm.
True.
You just buy it as a conversation piece half the time. Just like, oh, yeah, this thing I bought for this much. Ha ha.
This person made it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I don't know. It's strange, but I don't want to knock the buyers. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you guys. We appreciate you. Oh, jeez. Yeah. No, this lockdown's been weird, but
it has.
It's been nice, mm-hmm. on some level to. It was nice at first, I'll say, to relax, and, you know, have some time.
Time to relax.
Time to just chill out.
Think about who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Go on a lot of hikes and just kind of find yourself.
Definitely.
That was nice.
It's good. But I'm definitely over it now.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely ready for it to be done. Yeah. I've found myself ready to move on. Mm-hmm.
The one thing I didn't expect from lockdown is the trends.
Yeah. There have been some really weird trends coming out.
Yeah.
One of them being the Pokemon cards. And
true. Mm-hmm. True. They've just been exploding. It's crazy.
Never thought that would happen.
And Among Us came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Fall Guys, Among Us.
Like, Among Us has been out for a while.
Uh-huh.
Then everybody's like, oh, it's a good
game.
It
just blew up and got this huge fan base instantly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I still don't know how that happened, though. Like, I'm just wondering... Mm-hmm. Because I feel like some YouTuber must have made a video on it and, like, their fans got into it and told their friends about it. But it's like, I just wonder who was ground zero for the Among Us resurgence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just felt like one day it just appeared.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, okay, this is part of our life now.
Yeah.
Like, I looked it up and I was shocked to realize that it was like an old game. I was like, whoa. I don't know. Most old games like that typically don't bounce back.
No.
Like, you don't see them make, the, like, from unknown to just massive.
Usually if it doesn't take off right away, it...
It's probably not going to. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's a fun game.
It is.
I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it is hard to play with public lobbies. You definitely need your friends.
Yeah.
That is true.
It kind of feels like the forefather to, like, Friday the 13th and Dead by Daylight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, similar concept.
Yeah.
But you don't know who the killer is.
True.
So.
True.
There's different strategies involved, too.
Yeah.
With them.
Absolutely. One of them is lying. Lots and lots of lying.
Yeah.
You do find out who the best liar is.
The funniest thing is it's all done over text for the most part. Because, like, yeah, there's game chat, but a lot of people just type.
Yeah.
So you gotta you gotta try and figure out who's lying based upon just
that's why
typing
it's
skills.
Best see it in a Discord call with text to speech and only talk during the meetings.
Yep.
Fair.
Yep.
Then you can hear the quiver in their voice when they're lying.
Yep.
True. True. Oh god.
It's definitely been interesting.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's 2021.
Yeah, nothing's gonna change.
Congrats, boys. Well, new year.
That was very optimistic.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, it's like, for whatever reason, humans, we seem to think that it's a new year, so all the problems of the old year are just gone. It's like, no. Yeah, no,
that's
no.
Not how it works.
Not at all. The calendar's just different.
Mm-hmm.
Just another day.
Yep. Well, on that depressing note, thank you all for listening. We hope that you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jarek, for coming down. We really appreciate it. You
always
did a great job. We'd love to have you on again. And
I want
to
shake your hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Stay
good old
safe.
South Dakota handshake. We'll catch you all later. And don't forget,
keep pondering.